Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome into the show. A few minutes after 8, the final hour here this morning on a Monday morning, the 22nd day of September. Boy, the weather's great if you're one of those people that have put off your shopping to the last few days. You won't be shivering as you're going into the stores and kind of having to dodge the weather. It's going to be fantastic in the mid-70s by Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's going to be 70 by Wednesday. It's just crazy.
People are mad about that. A lot of people want it to feel like Christmas.
Well, just close your eyes and envision you're in Florida or at the beach somewhere.
That's a lot of women, they spent money to go out and buy some cute sweater dress.
That was warm.
And boots.
And now they can't wear it. Yeah.
You just wear the dress and you just add some flip-flops.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So hopefully you were able to tune into the Dan Buck segment last hour at 7:35. If you missed it, just a reminder, you can always pick those things up on the podcast. Wherever you download your podcasts, the Odyssey app, you can go back and replay, or you can, of course, go to 971talk.com. And we appreciate that. Dan did a great job, a little poem for Christmas this year that was fantastic. So we appreciate that and appreciate having him still as part of the show. And he's going to be filling in on the 29th on one of my days off. So I do appreciate that with Kim and Ethan and all good. I'm here again tomorrow and you guys are in on Wednesday without me, right?
Yeah, we missed that memo, Mark.
I don't know. I just ask for the day off. That's all.
Yeah, we got to talk about these things with the team, Mark.
I'm sorry. But thank you for that. I appreciate it. Over the weekend, had a fantastic time. Went down to the streets of St. Charles on Sunday and got to check that out and the little closing ceremony, which is really well done. And I think they will continue to – I think they do that on Christmas Eve as well, until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So anybody that's out there shopping for last minute deals, the street performers are going to be out there and having a good time. So you can go check that out.
It's really neat what they do there. I was commenting how cool it is especially when you think about COVID and how no one was out and about and just how nice it is to be able to go to somewhere like Main Street in Old St. Charles and mm-hmm. see so many people and the businesses are all decorated. And of course you have the characters and the lovely singers.
It's true.
We did get to see your daughter there, which was really cool, and took a picture with Easton. She was holding Easton.
That was a great picture. Thank you for that. I do want to say something. I went out Saturday night. We have developed, you have a really cool opportunity here. We went on a trip to Italy a couple years ago with a group of listeners, And then some of them also went with us to Central Europe last year. And we have just all developed a really great friendship. And the whole bunch of us got together Saturday night and had a Christmas party. And Grillmaster Tony catered it. And it was just, it was fantastic. Just fantastic, like-minded people. It was great. And if you'd ever have any interest in how we all bonded, we've got another trip coming up. In that we'll start talking about in January. The trip doesn't take place till next September. So September 30th, we're going to Switzerland. And I'm really looking forward to this. Now, the details are already up on our website. Through Colette Travel, we're going to be, this includes airfare from St. Louis, going to Bern, Switzerland, and then Lucerne, and then hopping on a bus and checking out places in Austria and Innsbruck. And it's just going to be a fantastic time based on what the way we these have gone before. So you have an opportunity. I know they're probably going to, I don't know if there's a cap, maybe 30, 35 people, 15 couples, something like that, that fill up a tour bus. It's going to be fantastic. So if you're interested in doing that and going along with me and hanging out over in Austria next and Switzerland next September, go to 971talk.com and check out the link there. If you go to the events page, you'll see the link. It says Travel with Mark, and you can find out more about the itinerary, and you can get signed up. We'll start talking about it on the radio January 15th, and then there's actually going to be a meeting here in St. Louis for people who still have questions on like the 24th of February, but you don't have to wait till then to sign up, because the trip may fill up. I'll just tell you that. So feel free to go on there and find out more about it and reserve your spot. We're going to have a great time next September. And I think a bunch of people from my other group are already planning to go. So I'm really looking forward to that. Going to be great. All right, coming up, we'll get to Kurt Schwab. He's running for Congress down in Texas District 33. He's running as a Republican in the primary. And this is a one of those districts that might get some national attention this year because it was involved in that redistricting. So we're going to talk to Kurt all about that. And Tom Ackerman, bottom of the hour, with the football updates and maybe some baseball updates at about 8:35. The Blues had a big win this weekend as well. We'll talk about that with him. But first, I want to get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Hamas is not disarming, they're rearming. Hamas is not abandoning power, they're consolidating power. That's what the military intelligence people in Israel told me. That's what the IDF told me. That's what our own people told me.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham is encouraging there the president to turn the Israelis loose and shut down Hamas if they don't stick to the agreement. And there's more and more evidence that they're kind of taking some liberties with all of that. And they're saying it's time to shut it down.
I have the utmost respect and admiration for our president. He has, I don't know if he even knows this, but he's given so many people hope that there's a chance to beat the bad guys.
How about that? Nicki Minaj out speaking there this weekend and talking about her support for Trump. And my guess, she's going to get a lot of blowback for that.
Our founders knew that there could be a rogue president, and that's why they put impeachment in the Constitution. They didn't know there'd be a rogue president at the same time, a rogue Senate that didn't have the...
Too bad they don't have impeachment for rogue former House speakers who enrich themselves at the expense of the American people, isn't it?
And so everybody on my roster is being called. I had a dad call me and say that, and I called the head coaches at their schools, that this school and this school and this school called, and they are offering this much money. And, you know, it's... You're putting a lot of pressure on young men.
Yeah, that is Coach Eli Drinkwitz from the University of Missouri talking about the damage this NIL thing has done. And I don't know what prompted those comments, except I have to wonder if he wasn't quizzed on Bo Prabula suddenly jumping ship right before the bowl game. to go to another program because he was probably offered more money.
Oh, I bet that was the reason.
My suspicion is that's what he's a little teed off about. Every coach in America should feel that way. I can't imagine that the only programs in America that benefit from this are the richest ones, correct? Because the ones that can afford, that have a bottomless paycheck, a bottomless bank account, can offer however much money they want to prospects to come and play for us. They don't have any allegiance to their team anymore. Mm-hmm. You can't build a team over 3 or 4 years where you've got people that are, you know, freshmen and sophomores playing alongside seniors who are established. That's just not really a thing anymore.
Well, and a lot of these guys are, I hate to break it to you, are not going to go play in the NFL. And so if you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars being successful playing at the college level, but not good enough to play the NFL, then I feel like they would completely disregard their schoolwork, or they would just skate by enough to be able to pour their energy into their football career in college, which, by the way, is not going to last them forever. Even if they make $500,000, that will be blown probably quickly. So now, I mean, do you have a solid foundation with education to be able to actually have a successful career?
Drink brought that up. He's like, you know, we're supposed to shepherd these young men and teach them over the years, and I worry about where they're going to be 3 or 4 years from now. And instead, 3 or 4 years from now, they've played for 4 different schools and don't come out of it with a college education. And they don't go to the pros, and they're used to making $300,000 a year, and suddenly they hit the workforce where they'll be lucky to make 40 or 50. What are they going to do then? So it's a legitimate argument. College football's got to figure it out. College basketball, too, for that matter. College athletics has got to figure it out because it is ruining the sport. There's no doubt about that. All right, quick break here. We'll get to my friend Kurt Schwab, candidate for Congress down in the great state of Texas. We'll be back in just a
minute. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A minute. For Georgia, we know they were swinging no less than 10 points. And unlike what we've had historically in Texas, because I know that you talked about the Texas dream of turning us blue, is that we have a candidate in me who absolutely plans to talk to any and everybody. And that is why they are afraid.
Are they, though? Really? Are they afraid? That's Jasmine Crockett, St. Louis's own MICDS graduate who even referred to the fact that everybody thinks I have a street girl persona, but I've never hid that. And I mean, one minute she talks like a law school graduate and the next minute like somebody who grew up on the street. And she's running for Senate now down there, mainly because she got redistricted and her district is now pink and not dark blue like she would have preferred. And I've got my friend Kurt Schwab on the phone right now. He is a candidate in a different district down there, District 33. Kurt, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mark and Kim. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, my friend. How are you doing down there in the great state of Texas?
It's going really well. You know, Christmas Day, we're supposed to be like 80 degrees here.
We're not far off.
We won't be far from you, buddy. Not at all. You lived up here for a long time, so you know what winter's normally like in St. Louis.
Yep, born and raised.
Yeah, so now you're in Texas. You're making a run at this District 33. Tell us the situation down there on the ground, because, you know, this was up in the air, and then it got approved, and now I know there's some court challenges, but tell us about your specific district. How's it changed?
You know, the District 33, the old District 33, had multiple counties in it. And if you're aware of Mark Vesey, he was the incumbent in it. Now that the courts have gone on and approved the new maps, it has solely put the district in Dallas County, period.
Okay.
Mark, the incumbent, did not run for reelection. I don't know what he's doing now. Of course, that just falls in line with the Democrats because they don't know what they're doing anyway. The national part is with Colin Allred, who used to be the representative for District 32, which has also been redistricted.
Okay.
And I've got a buddy of mine running in that, Daryl Day. Now, the funny part is, Jasmine Crockett, she now lives in the new District 33. So with her running for Senate, you know, her political career is gone. I think she just committed political suicide on that. There's no way she's going to beat out John Cornyn. You know, the funny part is every time somebody says something about Jasmine Crockett on the way she talks, you know, streetwise.
Right.
I tell them, you know, I grew up probably 20, tops 30 minutes from where she did. And we do not talk like that.
No. But isn't there some talk of Cornyn being primaried? Is there any concern that he's got a tough primary himself?
He is being primaried, obviously, by Crockett. But, you know, he's endorsed by President Trump.
Okay.
Hopefully that will be a big play.
I thought there were some Republicans primarying him, trying to beat him in the primary. Maybe I misread that. So, yeah, I would say that'd be a tall task for Jasmine Crockett to pull that off in Texas.
Didn't she say her quote was she would stomp John Cornyn?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from, but yeah.
So what's the makeup of 33 is all in Dallas County now, I think you said. How does that change the game?
Obviously, the old district was a solid blue.
Yes.
The new district now that's been redrawn is now basically in the middle of a color scale. It has really lightened up. It's a very, very, very light shade of blue.
Okay.
I think people are at a point where they're tired of listening to all the negativity. They're tired of all the violence. They're tired of these illegals coming in and taking our benefits that we're paying for. And it's the word down here has changed quite a bit.
I'd say it has. I mean, obviously, they say every state's a border state. Clearly, Texas has had a series of problems with that. How's it impacted your community there?
You know, one thing we're finding is, first question people always ask, do you support Trump? That's the number one question.
Huh.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You know, some of the things, we've already started working on a 90-day schedule of when I get into office, when I get elected.
Nice.
And nobody else is even talking about that. You know, I was looking at St. Louis, both county and city, and out of all the homelessness, you know, St. Louis City carries 54% of that. And I bring that up because down here in Dallas, Fort Worth is number 5 on the economic growth. Dallas is number 15. So obviously, we need help. One of my things is we're going to work on economic renewal to Dallas County. And, you know, being from St. Louis, you know, I'll always be from St. Louis with a lot of ties, a lot of good friends.
Yep.
But I would love to help the representatives from St. Louis area work on the economic renewal on that for both city and county. No matter where you live, there's always ins and outs for the city that need help or just some kind of a little push. One of the other things that we're working on is better support for our first responders and veterans. You know, first responders need to have the updated technology, whether you're federal, state, or local, period. And they need better pay.
Right.
Down here in Texas, some people have left Dallas because of the pay. Some people have left Fort Worth because of the pay, or sometimes the leadership.
Sure, sure.
The veteran side of the house, being a veteran, I served 18 years in the Air Force with 2,000 hours of flight time and 300 hours of combat time. You know, veterans' disability pay charts need to be revamped. Did you know that a veteran, single veteran with no dependents, they get about, at 100%, they get about $3,800 a month. The same veteran at 10% only gets $175.
Wow.
That's 10% should be 10%. And that little bit of an amount that could be added to it could mean the world for that veteran, whether it's paying rent, getting a month's worth of food or utilities, whatever the case may be.
Well, Kurt, you've been dedicated to veterans with your veterans organization for a lot of years. And my friend, we wish you the very best. Thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. Tell them your website.
Yeah, it is Kurt, K-U-R-T, Schwab, just like Charles, but no relation. the number 4, congress.com. Mark, I've got support from all across the country, and I'd love it for the listeners to reach out to me, look at the website, and support me as well.
You bet. Hey, Merry Christmas, Kurt. Thank you.
Merry Christmas to y'all, too. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Kurt Schwab there, a candidate down in District 33 in the great state of Texas. How about that? All right. Coming up, Tom Ackerman. Well, I'm going to get his thoughts on Coach Drinkwitz and his NIL comments. We'll be back here in just a bit.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Athletics. Is it going to be better because they participated in college athletics, or could they be in a tougher situation? And, you know, that a lot of us got into college athletics because we wanted to help young men grow and develop. And I think we're still doing that mission, but it's getting really hard because you used to talk about, Coach Saban used to talk about all the time creating value for yourself. And when he talked about it, he wasn't just talking about value for the NFL. He was talking about creating value for yourself with a college degree. And we've lost that aspect of it. And these guys are going to create tremendous value for themselves playing the game of football, and that's awesome. And I love that these guys are getting paid. I love that last week these guys with their own money went out and bought gifts for Coyote Hill. I love that. That's awesome. But my job also is to look at them in 3 or 4 years down the road and how many of them are in a better position because they played football if they've transferred 4 times. And you know, that's just the system that we've created. Not all freedom is good freedom.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball is really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom, a little frustration there on the part of Eli Drinkwitz after his quarterback got probably lured away by a bigger paycheck.
Bo Prabula, not only that, but Jamal Roberts, his running back, the backup to Ahmad Hardy, the St. Mary's product, is being called by everybody. He got Ahmad Hardy back. He lost his offensive coordinator to Washington State, but he got one in Chip Lindsey. The Michigan offensive coordinator is now the offensive coordinator at Missouri. So, you know, pieces are coming and going. I mean, if I can offer a counter, Eli did get a wide receiver last year by the name of Kevin Coleman, who transferred to not 1, 2, 3, but a fourth school in Missouri. So he played for 4 schools, and Missouri gladly brought him along as a senior.
Well, you got to play the game.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's part of the game. They do it. I mean, it's just the reality now. I mean, I agree with him, but you can't reverse it now. They opened it up. So
they got to fix it, though. They can fix it, though, right?
Sure.
I mean, he said they're 1099 employees, which is frustrating. They don't work for the university. They don't get any education. They don't get any benefits out of it. They don't get any of that stuff, and they're just free to go anytime they want, as opposed to saying, if you're committing to this university and we're committing to you, you need to give us 2 years. You can't just go to 4 different schools in 4 years it just ruins college athletics. You don't have any allegiance. You don't have any camaraderie. I mean, I don't know. I feel his pain. I think it's awful.
Yeah, I got you. Well, coaches can come and go too. So maybe you shouldn't let them come and go either.
I would agree.
I mean, if I'm a player and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to commit 2 years to the University of Missouri, or I'm going to commit 2 years to Ole Miss, and Lane Kiffin's like, ooh, LSU. Bye. Thanks. Thanks for coming to Ole Miss. I'm gone. The player's like, well, what? So I'm not allowed to go? You are, but I'm not? So, I mean, you know, we're talking business here. Then let's talk business, and let's work this out so that it's fair for everybody. So the players, yeah, I agree. Contracts would be great. You know what would be great is somebody to run this thing.
Yes.
Because nobody's running it. Nick Saban would be fine. Eli Drinkwitz would be a candidate of mine. If he wasn't a coach, he sounds like a guy that could run this pretty well.
Yeah. Just to what? Make sure it's being handled correctly?
It needs a commissioner. It needs a boss. It needs a commissioner. It needs rules. And it needs somebody to enforce those rules and be the boss. And right now what you have is the SEC trying to run everything. Big Ten's actually a better conference. But anyway, you have the Big Ten and the SEC trying to run everything because they're the big dogs. The Big 12 is trying to have a voice. The ACC is trying to have a voice. They're the Power Four conferences. Look, the big money talks. And, you know, you can spend all the money in the world. Texas A&M just showed you can spend millions and millions and millions. They have endless resources at A&M. They're probably the wealthiest of all of them. And they scored how many? 3 points in their playoff game at home in front of 104,000 people. So the money doesn't always work out either. You can't. Ohio State has a huge, huge amount of money going into their roster. All Americans everywhere. And Indiana beat them in the Big Ten championship. And so they got knocked down to the number two seed. They may end up winning it all, but it doesn't buy you championships every year.
My nephew goes to Alabama, and they're so looking forward to meeting up with some team named Indiana this weekend.
Well, good luck.
Weren't they? Wasn't Alabama down?
What's the line on the game?
Like
what's the line?
It's January 1st. 7.
The lot.
IU by 7.
IU by 7. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's
all
about,
right.
It's about.
Okay.
Right. That's fine. So, yeah, look, it's the way of the world today, and we can sit there and complain about it, or we can actually take some action. But players are getting paid, and universities are making hand over fist. Athletic departments are making tons of money. And the players are the ones that are getting the wins. And so you pay the coaches millions of dollars. I think the players wanted a piece of the pie, too. It's not their fault. I mean, so you've got to be able to put some rules together to make this all work. And it will. And, you know, I don't hear Indiana complaining. They're 13-0. They got to spend a ton of money on their coach and a staff and players and the portal. And players want to come there. And you don't hear one complaint out of Indiana or their fans or their coach. And why is that? Because they played the game, they played it perfectly, and they're number one in the country. So we'll see what happens in the Rose Bowl and beyond. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, Indiana's the perfect example of a school that figured it out. They have a ton of money. They have billionaire boosters. And they worked the system, and now here they are with a team that is the best team in the country.
Yep, it's true. The Blues had a great game this weekend, didn't they?
Blues, you know what? That flew under the radar. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I talked a lot today about everything. The Wilson Contreras trade, Mizzou, Illinois tonight, college football, NFL, blah, blah, blah. And hey, you know what? Don't forget the Blues won against the Stanley Cup champions. Smoked them, too.
Smoked them. Six to two.
I mean, I hate to say it, but we have to celebrate because we're not winning very many games these days.
Well, they won that one, and they won the game on Wednesday against Winnipeg, and the game between there against the Rangers, they played great and lost it in overtime, but Bennington looked really good. The whole key here is they got to get that goaltending going, and if they do, they'll win some games. I mean, goaltending is the way to go for the Blues. And they have a good tandem in Bennington and Hofer that was playing way under what they're expected to be.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense, good. The power play, better. Interesting, they put Colton Parayko right in front of the goal on the power play, just trying to create something new, just changing some things up out there. They got some young guns that they like, Otto Stenberg and Dalibor Dvorsky. These guys are fun and young, don't know any better, so they're just out there playing like crazy. They got some guys that are hurt, Dylan Holloway, Jordan Cairo. And they got to get some guys healthy and back, and, you know, you just never know. But It really was shocking how bad the Blues were in the start of the year, because they were supposed to be a Stanley Cup contender. Now they're sitting here a game under 500 and a point out of the last playoff spot in the West. I mean, it's not over at all. And if they start to play better, it'll be very interesting.
How are you doing time-wise?
I'm unlimited this morning.
Good. So let's talk about Mizzou and Illinois then, the bargain rights game.
Illinois is a 9-point favorite in this game. Okay. And I think rightfully so. Illinois is a better team than Missouri is. But this is the bragging rights game in St. Louis, and things happen all the time. And I would not be surprised at all if Missouri put it together. Missouri's a big team. So they play at a little slower pace than maybe Illinois would like to. Maybe that's the key here, is that Missouri just gets a more physical game together, and they've got to knock down shots, obviously. They must defend better. I mean, they just have to play a big, tough, physical game against this Illinois team, because this Illinois team is loaded. But Illinois has also lost some games that they wish they could have back. Now, they lost to Nebraska at home. Nebraska is undefeated, and Nebraska looks really good. But, you know, Illinois has slipped too. I mean, they're not perfect. So it could be an interesting matchup tonight. Even though Illinois is expected to win, that doesn't always happen in these bragging rights matchups.
Well, we'll certainly hope so. Nine points. That's a
9-point spread.
Big margin.
Yeah, yeah. So let me tell you before we go just a little bit about this Wilson Contreras trade and why this happened. Yep. Contreras was going to get traded as long as he approved it. And they want to get younger. They want to stockpile pitching. And the Cardinals got three pitchers for Contreras. They send him to the Red Sox. They got Yoiker Fajardo. And they got Blake Ida. These are two young, big right-handed pitchers, prospects that are highly thought of in the Red Sox organization. And then they got Hunter Dobbins, who is a major league starter, who actually started against the Cardinals last year and won, beat them at Fenway Park, got hurt in the middle of the summer, tore his ACL, covering first base on a play, out for the year. And that's a pretty good haul on the surface. Now, we'll only be able to see what the prospects look like down the road. But to get a guy who you put right in your rotation and two starters that obviously Heim Bloom's had his eye on. He knows the Red Sox organization in and out. That's why it seems like every trade he makes and deal he makes is with the Red Sox. Pretty good haul for him, for Wilson Contreras, who we will miss. Really great player, great teammate. Love the fact that he took criticism and transformed himself into a very good first baseman. So he'll be missed, but this is how the Cardinals are going. They're probably going to trade Brendan Donovan next. I don't know if that happens as soon as today. But Heim was on my show yesterday and kind of gave us a clue that this was going to go down this week. He said, I want to get something done before the holidays. We're very active right now, so we were all ready for it. Yep.
That's the momentum they need going into spring.
Sure. You know, you want to see this team just loaded with young talent. They have missed it. It feels good, actually, to see all of these prospects way better than they were just a year ago in this minor league system. And the goal is to have all of these guys elevate to the major leagues, and then you have exactly what you wanted, what you used to be, a team that just keeps bringing up player after player after player that can help you down the road.
Good point.
Yep.
Tom, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas,
to you,
guys.
And the family.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
And go Hoosiers.
I had to get that in there.
Go Hoosiers.
January 1st. We got a ways to go.
We got to wait another week and a half.
I'm
That's
jonesing
crazy.
For some football. Man.
I know. No kidding.
I enjoyed a couple of games over the weekend, but man, I want to play. I'm ready.
I'm with you. Yeah. I bet you are.
All right.
All right. Good luck
to you.
See you, Tom.
Yep. Appreciate that. All right. We're going to be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Ask yourself, what do all of these people have in common? And the unfortunate answer is they are puppets. They don't actually matter. They are cogs in a machine that wants to make you poorer, that wants to make you less powerful, and wants to make you less safe in the country your ancestors built. And while President Trump and I are doing everything we can to break that machine, the left is still there, my friends, and they are still very powerful. Don't delude yourselves.
Yeah, J.D. Vance over the weekend at AmFest down in Arizona, and he was trying to redirect, I think, the attention to the real enemy, so to speak, which is the opposing party and the one that wants to take back control of the House and start impeachment proceedings and try to do everything they can to disrupt the most effective president we've had in my lifetime. Like him or don't like him in terms of what he says or puts out on X or Truth Social, he's been the most effective president I can think of in my lifetime. And he's done things other presidents should have done but didn't have the balls to do it. They just didn't. And that makes me happy that he's right, because there was a lot of infighting there this weekend. So I just came across this interview with the vice president that is out effective today on a publication called Unheard, UNHERD. Never heard of it before. I guess that's why it's unheard. I don't know. But there's a reporter named Sohrab Amari who did this interview with J.D. Vance, where J.D. Vance said a few words that I can't repeat on the radio because this guy asked him specifically about Nick Fuentes. Let me read you just a little outtake from this. J.D. Vance has for months faced mounting pressure to censure Nick Fuentes and his army of boisterously racist and anti-Semitic supporters known as Grapers. Speaking exclusively to Unheard Friday, he didn't mince any words. Let me be clear, he said. Anyone who attacks my wife, whether their name is Jen Psaki or Nick Fuentes, can eat bleep. Yeah, that's my official policy as vice president of the United States. Anti-Semitism and all forms of ethnic hatred have no place in the conservative movement. Whether you're attacking somebody because they're white or they're black or because they're Jewish, it's disgusting.
Sticking up for Usha.
Well, yeah, absolutely sticking up for Usha.
As he should.
Well, I mean, the Fuentes thing.
He shouldn't silence him, though, because the same people who are sitting here saying you should silence him are the same people who talk about how important the First Amendment is. Well, if we think the First Amendment is important, then we should honor that, whether the Fuentes stuff that he says pisses you off or not.
Well, unless he wants to silence him.
I thought we were just talking about how people wanted J.D. Vance to basically like shut Fuentes down.
Well,
to silence him.
He's giving his opinion on him. I don't think he's telling anybody to shut him down, which is the big difference between the left and the right.
I thought people were telling Vance to shut him down.
I don't know.
I wouldn't agree with that. I mean, Fuentes is annoying, but that doesn't mean that you should shut him down.
Well, I think conservatives need to be careful not to give him a platform. I'll be very honest with him. I mean, he's got his own podcast. People can listen to it or not listen to it. But when to invite him to a stage like a CPAC or a TPUSA would be a huge mistake.
Right. And that's really what you have to do, is just don't give him the platform.
Right.
You even talking about him is giving him...
Well, and I hate to talk about him, but
well, no, I'm not
that's
saying
making headlines.
I'm not saying you. I'm talking about J.D. Vance. I mean, I respect the fact that he stood up for his wife, but yeah, I mean, I'm talking about on a national platform like Vance doing it. I get why we're talking about it.
I would agree with that. I thought that was interesting from Vance this morning. Lots of good stuff came out of Hamfest this weekend, and a little bit of infighting for sure. But you know, these are people fighting for the future of the party, and some of them think they're fighting against policies that are not America first. And you know, we can have that debate all day long. But when it got personal like it did this weekend, eventually that hurts everybody's effort for sure. All right, that does it for us on a Monday. That's a good sound, isn't it?
Should we do this again tomorrow?
I think we will. We'll be back here at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Brian Kilmeade Show is coming up next. Tune in for Annie and Mark this afternoon. We'll see you at 5 a.m. on Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.